A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So the whole thing is a wrap. In the beat, going to talk about modern warfare. Josh Brown and Richie C coming at you with hot news.
Hello everyone and welcome to What Culture Gaming. I am Josh, joined as ever by Richard Hudson, because today, as you might have guessed by those two being on screen together, can only mean one of two things, Battlefield or Call of Duty, and today it means Call of Duty because Modern Warfare got its grand multiplayer unveiling yesterday via a new trailer and a whole host of gameplay videos. They've been talking to the devs, lots of interviews, lots of new details coming out, and the kind of consensus seems to be that it is very much Call of Duty, but also not, which sounds like a crazy paradox, but it does make sense. In a lot of ways, they're going back to basics, but in a lot of ways, they're really trying to kind of revolutionize the Call of Duty formula within a very specific framework.
Yep.
Rich, what are your initial thoughts?
That's the thing about Call of Duty. It's the game. People always say the game's been the same all these years, and they try and change up as much as they can. They change up the plot, the setting, the movement in the game. But the one thing that's always been the same has been the shooting.
Yeah.
And I'm quite happy with that. I've always been happy with how Call of Duty's gunplay plays. But that's what's happening with Modern Warfare. It's very much Battlefield 4-1-5 mixed with Modern Warfare 2 is probably the best way I could put how the Modern Warfare reveal trailer looks.
It looks like a strange blend between them, almost kind of like, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, the modern day Medal of Honor games, because they were kind of created by DICE and they kind of had a certain weightiness.
Were they DICE?
They at least helped on the multiplayer part of things.
Ah.
They definitely helped on the multiplayer. And that had a sort of weightiness to it, but yet the tight, contained kind of maps that we know from Call of Duty. I think this is kind of taking that in-between model, but obviously making very distinct to this franchise and trying to kind of double down on the gunplay, which, like you said, has always been the core staple of Call of Duty. Nothing feels, for better or worse, as good as Call of Duty feels, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And now they've tried to, in this new multiplayer suite, they've tried to make that even more detailed. Guns have a lot more recoil. You have to actually learn the patterns of each weapon. It's not just kind of, the devs said they wanted to get away from the laser-targeted shooting of previous games, which is fair, because in a lot of, a big criticism of Call of Duty is that the winner of every firefight is just someone who sees the other person first. And I think they have tried to get away from that, but this seems like the biggest step yet.
Yeah, and they did manage to do that somewhat in Black Ops 4 when they changed the time to kill, because that was one of my biggest takeaways from the multiplayer, is that it felt a lot fairer. It's still annoying as hell.
Well,
it's felt a lot fairer.
Yeah, they're essentially kind of trying to double down on that here, because although the time to kill is still a bit elongated, they have changed it so that headshot multipliers are much more, a higher currency essentially. If you get someone in the head, they are going to go down very quickly. So the game is kind of rewarding accuracy, and I think we've seen that with the focus on semi-automatic weapons and three-round burst weapons. There are much more of those, at least in the gameplay trailer so far, than we've seen in previous games.
Because that's the thing about the Call of Duty stuff, they always, like every single game has some kind, at least one semi-automatic weapon, and there's very, very few people that use them.
Yes.
Except maybe the Fal in Black Ops 2, people remember being very, very OP.
Was it the G3 in Modern Warfare original? I can't remember. So that was good in Hardcore Headquarters, is all I know.
Yeah, playing them in Hardcore, fair enough. I mean, like, even when World War 2 came out, I used the M1 Garand a lot, mainly because I just wanted the ping.
Yes!
But it was still a good weapon as well.
Yes, we were talking about this just before we started filming, actually. I think World War 2 got a really good balance between the automatic weapons and then the semi-automatic rifles, because the M1 Garand was very useful in that game, and the balance was just about right.
It feels like like back in World of War, it felt like the way that it was it swung more nowadays in terms of full auto versus burst / semi-auto.
Yeah.
It was swung the other way in World of War. So like you had more semi-automatic and burst fire weapons versus the full auto stuff. I'm not entirely sure if that's the case, but I just remembered there being more semi-auto to play with.
It felt like it, yeah. But in my opinion, a lot of them weren't kind of really that useful because you had the MP40, which just annihilated everyone. I think for me, what's held back the semi-automatic weapons in the previous Call of Duty games is just the maps. They're just not built for kind of like long-range shooting in a lot of cases, or that slow, methodical shooting. Mm. But again, that is going to change in the latest game, because game types are going to kind of be the same. We still got Ground War, we still got Team Deathmatch, we still got all the classic staples, Headquarters, everything you'd expect from a Call of Duty game, but on a much larger scale. We've seen 10v10 Team Deathmatch, we've seen 20v20 Team Deathmatch, we know there's going to be a 64 player Ground War mode. We know there's going to be a 100 player Ground War mode, which to me, I am excited for this because the maps themselves seemed more open than ever.
Yeah.
And with more players, to me, again, that sounds like a more Battlefield thing.
I was
going to
say, but
the balance seems to be there. Yes.
But I'm excited to see how this plays out because as somebody who didn't really play much Battlefield, because like I said, the shooting for that didn't really get me on board.
Yeah.
I think because it's Call of Duty and I have my feet planted in that series in terms of shooting, like, I'm intrigued to see how they change it about. So I'm intrigued to see how this all plays out. I haven't actually played Ground War since Modern Warfare 2. I never played Ground War outside of that, just going on Wasteland, sitting at the back of the map, hiding behind a dishwasher with my ACR silence. That was my Ground War.
You were the person I hated in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Rich.
I tried my best.
You killed me so many times.
I probably did, though. That's the weirdest thing.
You probably did. I like that they're sort of making weapons more viable no matter what you're using. Yeah. Obviously, the longer engagements benefit accuracy, as do the headshot multipliers.
Mm-hmm.
But what's kind of interesting to me is the idea that they're doing a 100-player mode, and it's not Battle Royale. I thought Activision would have pushed for that, but then we do have Blackout going strong, so we kind of don't need
that's
it.
That's the thing, because like when you actually dug into the depths of the development of Black Ops 4, we did a podcast. We always play the podcast when we do these news, don't we? That mode was added in like really, really last minute. So I don't even think Activision were planning on going to go, oh, we'll do a Battle Royale mode this year because it's the big thing.
Yeah.
They just went, oh, we need something. Oh, we may as well do Battle Royale. So I'm not surprised they didn't bother. And I'm happy they didn't bother.
Me too.
Because people are quite happy playing Blackout. There's, you know, the Battle Royale model outside of actual gameplay doesn't work with having there being sequels every year.
Yeah.
So they'll just leave it to that. But obviously there are bits of that engine, bits of that stuff that has come out of that that's going into the 100 player Ground War. Because I know when we were doing our stuff last year about Blackout, like hypothesizing about what was going to happen, one of the things we were talking about is how's the engine going to cope?
Yes.
If it's 6v6, like 9 times out of 10 in multiplayer, how's 88, I think it is, in Blackout going to cope? So because that groundwork's been laid, then we should be good to go with a 100-player Ground
War. That's it. I mean, they've tested it. Like you said, they've had that experiment that was Blackout. They've updated the engine for the first time in a long time, really substantially. So hopefully you'll be able to sustain that many players in a big map without losing the fidelity, which admittedly Blackout kind of did. It still looks kind of all right, but when you compare it side by side, it's not perfect. I think for me, the biggest takeaway from the demos that we've seen so far is how, although the developers keep saying that it's going to be a very different Call of Duty, and it is from what they've added to the game combat-wise and gameplay-wise, it still looks like Call of Duty, like the way it feels, the maps, the guns, the attachments, the way you're taking down enemies, it still looks like it plays very much in a classic Call of Duty fashion.
But that's fine.
Yes.
I would rather it was like that.
Now, Rich.
Sorry.
I do have a more contentious change that will perhaps split the community down the middle.
Okay.
There's going to be no mini-map. There's no mini-map at all, so you can't constantly keep glancing at that, which I do.
I'm fine with that, to be honest. How? Will the mini-map come in when they bring in UAVs?
Yes, which will make that
which
sort
is kind of how it works in Hardcore.
Yes.
I'm fine with that.
Me too.
To be honest, I when I was back in the days of Modern Warfare 2 and Black Ops 1 and I was playing multiplayer every single night, I had it was like ingrained to look at the mini-map to just check and see if there's any blip that you can play off, be it like somebody firing or the UAV or anything like that. And as time has gone on, I've just thought about it less and less because I've been starting playing different shooters that don't have mini-maps.
Yeah.
apps. So when it's back there, I just don't think about it. So I that doesn't bother me. Leave it just focusing on the minimap all the time as a COD player. I just didn't do that, so I don't care that it's gone.
Fair enough. See, I was someone who very much checked the minimap religiously. It was sort of a Metal Gear Solid thing where I spent most of the game looking at these little dots and these crude drawings of the buildings rather than looking at the game itself. And I think it makes sense for a more tactical shooter that they're trying to create now. It makes it more immersive, the fact that you have to, listen out for enemies. There was one right up that sort of mentioned how good the night vision mode is, because there are a lot of dark maps that require you to put on your night vision goggles and kind of listen out and double check like exactly what you're shooting, because you can't entirely see. And that's something you haven't seen in a Call of Duty before, and it's exciting.
It's interesting actually, because because Call of Duty was one of the first proper multiplayer shooters I played back in the day, and the idea of some kid with turtle beaches on sound whoring as it was back in the day, and you sort of thought, is that being some kind of not cheap, but a really cheap way to play. Mm-hmm. It's actually, no, wait, moving on to other shooters, that's a genuine thing.
Yeah.
And yet it doesn't feel like Call of Duty have properly realized that yet.
But if
they're going to take that into the multiplayer mode, if they manage to make some kind of I know that Siege is almost like Search and Destroy, Search and Destroy is like a watered down version of Siege almost. If they manage to bring in a proper Siege-esque mode into this game, they have the really good gunplay, they have the hype, the better engine and stuff to play with sounds and things, I'd be so down for that. I hated playing Search, but I also loved playing Search back in the day.
I hated Search so much. For me, that just wasn't how I wanted to play Call of Duty.
I wasn't very good at it.
I just wanted to be guns blazing. Not everything is going to be different though, because although they're getting rid of the minimap, they are bringing back killstreaks, which I'm actually a huge fan of, because we've had score streaks for so long now, and now it's going back to a kill
for me
base.
Now, when it said we're bringing back killstreaks, it's like they never went anywhere, because it was Black Ops 2 that killed off score streaks. Was it Modern Warfare 3?
I think it was
Modern Warfare 3 that killed off kill streaks, because Black Ops 1 still had kill streaks, but they got rid of the kill streaks going towards your further kill streak total.
Yes.
So going Harrier. Was it Harrier Pavlo or Harrier AC-130 into Nuke or Modern Warfare 2, they wouldn't stack anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Bring back killstreaks? Sure, I guess. I think they're really trying to be it's 2007 again.
Yes.
It's 2009 again. Let's bring them back as it is. We'll have to see how they play out in terms of whether they count towards your next killstreaks and things. We'll have to wait and see. But speaking of killstreaks, the big thing at the end of the trailer.
Come on.
When the big old Nuke went off.
Oh, yes. Did you need to change your pants?
I don't know. I'm more frightened. I'm more frightened. I had a friend who would be getting legit nukes all the time in Modern Warfare 2.
Well,
his bio on the Xbox was just a list of all the maps he got his nukes on.
I love that.
And just playing Modern Warfare 2 and then seeing that thing come up, there was that essence of existential dread of just game's over. But I'm kind of excited to see it back, even though the nuke has kind of been present, because they had was it in Modern Warfare 3, they had the Moab?
Yes.
Which I think just wiped the map and then you just respawned.
Yeah.
And then apparently they had one in World War 2.
Did they?
Yeah.
I can't remember that.
I think it was weird, just like Prestige, each of the classes once, and then Prestige again entirely, and then you would unlock it. I don't know.
Right.
But seeing it come back is very exciting. I was really hoping when they're like, killstreaks are back. Predator missile. So like I said earlier, it definitely feels like Modern Warfare 2 twisted with Battlefield, and I think that's probably got a lot of people's pickles tickling.
Definitely. I mean, they've got the original level designer from the Modern Warfare 1 and Modern Warfare 2 games back to create the levels for this. They obviously are trying to, like you said, capture that 2007, 2009 feel, put you back where you were when you were playing those games. And yet it also feels like an amalgamation of everything they've learned up until now. They have the 100 player mode, which obviously takes cues from Black Ops 4. They have vehicles, which obviously takes cues from World War 2. And I just feel like they've taken everything they've learned as an entire, three different studios and piled it into this. I'm doing the same mistake I do every single year when it comes to Call of Duty. I'm getting myself excited for a game.
I mean, at the end of the day, as we said a million times on these news videos we do about Call of Duty, Infinity Ward have got to pull their finger out their bum
this year. They really do.
And it looks to be that they're going that way.
I think
much as it's obviously bar the level designer for Modern Warfare 1 and 2, this is basically a whole new team.
Yeah.
The team of Modern Warfare 1 and 2, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
They're at Respawn making Jedi Fallen Order, or they're somewhere else. This is a whole new kettle of fish, as it were, for Modern Warfare. But it is exciting. But of course, to just put a quick downer on it as we probably wrap things up, We don't know how the in-game purchase is going to go with Activision's state right now. We did a video on Crash Team Racing getting microtransactions put in. It's an interesting thing. I'm going to try not to, because I'm going to make the assumption I might review COD this year again.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm just going to have to keep that in the back of my mind, because we don't know how well that's going to go. They've said all that stuff's going to be free. It's all going to be free.
We know it's not going to be
done. A year too late, Activision. You should have done it with Black Ops 4, but okay. We'll have to see how that goes. And on me personally, Beanox are porting Modern Warfare to PC again.
Right.
And the PC port of Black Ops 4, the not more good. And more I've played it, it gets worse and worse.
Rich, this is a big downer, because
maybe they were too busy doing Crash Team Racing.
Maybe. You know
now Modern Warfare's going to get all their attention.
Maybe
Black
that's
Ops 4 gets ignored.
Either way, I don't know what you guys think. Down in the comments below. Were you blown away by the reveal multiplayer trailer? Have you been watching the gameplay? Do you think it looks good? Are you excited for this kind of cross thing between Battlefield and Call of Duty? I am, but it's fair to be cautiously optimistic. Either way, while you're down there, can you give us a like, share, subscribe, and head over to whatculture.com for more list news like this every single day. I saw that Rich had something to say, so I'm going to hand it over to you.
Just very quickly, back on the exciting stuff, we can play together crossplay.
Yes, we can!
We can get the squad in, we can party up, and we can kick some butt.
Let's do it. I'll see you guys soon.
Bye!
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.